Via.
Good afternoon, everyone. The Republic of Paraguay, Secretary General, Deputy Secretary General, welcomes the summoning of this meeting by Mr. Guterres on the situation in Afghanistan, where the humanitarian crisis has roused major concern, as it could get even worse unless the international community activates coordinated, effective response mechanisms. We think that any form of intolerance, be it political, ideological, religious, cultural, or of any other form, does not justify, under any context, lack of respect for the integrity, security, rights, and fundamental freedoms of the population, especially of women and children. All the parties involved in the internal situation in Afghanistan and around it, and those who have influence with them, have a steadfast commitment to respect commitments under international law and human rights law and international humanitarian law in whatever circumstance it may be. Paraguay reaffirms the importance of establishing humanitarian corridors to enable immediate, safe, unimpeded access of UN humanitarian entities and of other humanitarian agents to provide assistance that the Afghan people needs today more than ever before. In these days, we cannot compromise the preeminence of fundamental freedoms, and we must condemn violations thereof. Therefore, those who exert influence should ensure, as we've said before and we repeat again, free, safe, orderly departure of all those who wish to leave Afghanistan, maintaining roads, airports, and border checkpoints open. That action is the only one commensurate to the humanitarian challenges the country faces. Our country supports multilateral efforts played throughout these years for the benefit of the Afghan people, in spite of the tough circumstances that faced UNAMA. Today, the facts, ladies and gentlemen, mean that we must do even more now on the ground. Finally, Secretary General, it's crucial for that Afghanistan should receive convincing, steadfast cooperation, chiefly from those countries or global powers, as well as from any state that wish to provide it within their resources, on the understanding that any initiative to enhance dialogue on the most appropriate mechanisms for effective promotion and protection must be carried out in line with regional cooperation plans that may be launched, and all of this in a coordinated manner. I thank you.